Hi, Leonard. How are you?
Hello.
Doing well? I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. I appreciate it. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I know you've been talking here with Tara, and she does a wonderful job explaining the outline of our program. So just wanted to kind of take a look at the notes she had sent over. Did you have any questions, though, as far as the programming or how it works? Anything I can answer?
Not necessarily. I guess you're, you know, if you do, I had a look at. So you work with Local Splash?
Yes. Our company is Local Splash. And what we are is a Google channel partner. So, in fact, we were reaching out to you today because we just had this position open up within the local map within our company for your category.
Okay. And so the Local Splash, you guys are located in Stanton Valley, yeah?
Yes, sir. Correct. You found us on Google?
Yeah. I'm literally looking at you right now. I told you my decisions are based on Google.
Yes. We have over 1,000 reviews. So, I wanted Cisco Roofing and Construction. So I see that there is a Google Business profile currently out there for you now, and it has some really great reviews. In fact, I think you have like 21 reviews on there. Great job on that.
Yeah.
Do you have someone who's currently managing that profile, or did you do that on your own?
It's on my phone myself. I just send them to my customers or send them to my friends and stuff.
Oh, so you manage it, right? The Google Business profile. Good job. Good job on that. That's the first step. You know, what we do is the programming that goes behind it. That's ensuring that when they're searching specifically for your services, that you're always coming up as that top recommended option. Now, Leonard, she mentioned to me that you've been in business since 98, or you took over the business in 2021, but it was established in 98. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your targeted area is within the 10 to 15 miles from San Francisco where you're based out of?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then I see the website. What other marketing are you doing that, you know, you feel is generating more business for you?
So the marketing that I do now, I have a Yelp profile. And basically, Google is pretty good. And I also a lot of work just comes in from recommendations and postcards and stuff.
Beautiful. I did see an Angie's List and a Home Advisor. Are those current? Or was that earlier on?
Those are current, but they're just for home inspections. They're not for roofing or anything.
They're not for the roofing. Okay. What goal have you set for this new year that you are really trying to achieve right now?
Add more crew, I guess.
Okay.
Expand
your crew. Okay. And you don't do any Facebook advertising or Google ad campaigns?
No.
Okay. Have you ever thought about Facebook?
If it was beneficial, yes.
Okay.
But it's trying to find the right person and, you know, doing it, getting the time to do it as well is another big problem, you know.
Yeah. Do you have a personal Facebook, though, at the very least?
For personal, no, I don't do Facebook.
Okay. So here's an option for you, okay? We do Google and Facebook marketing, but we also do Google ad campaigns as well. If you're really looking to increase your business, right, to hire more guys on, right, to like, increase your crews, okay, you got to have more business, right, in order to do that. So depending on how aggressive you want to be, one of the packages, Leonard, that I would offer you is our Platinum package, because this one does include both the Google and Facebook marketing. However, the way that we do things here, we set our program where it's a fixed flat rate. It's a month-to-month program, and there's no contract. And we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. Okay. So this particular package, I'm going to offer it to you discounted at a new in business rate because you just took over the business in 2021. So you're still a new business. So you're looking at $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So that initial investment for you to get it started would be $398. Every month after that, Leonard, you're paying just the $299 a month, and that's with no contracts. It's a month-to-month program. And this would get you listed on the first page of Google. We would actually optimize your current Google profile to the first page and maintain it there. We'll also list you on Bing. And then we create you a business Facebook page and we do Facebook advertising. Facebook ads are going to allow you to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or by location. So as soon as they click on your ad, well, they're calling you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results.
Quick question.
Now,
are you a person or is this AI I'm talking to?
Am I a what?
Is this a regular person or is this AI?
I'm not AI. I'm a real person. I'm actually
so
living
AI
and breathing.
I swear to God.
It what?
You sound
like
AI.
I sound
AI.
Like AI?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How do I sound like AI?
It's like, I don't know, you're just, the words are perfection. Like, there's no mistake or whatsoever. Like, I'm a robot.
Aw. No, I'm not a robot. I promise you that. I'm a live human being with a heart beating.
Yeah, so definitely,
I don't know, Leonard, do I take that as a compliment or
no, it's good, I guess. In your line of work, it's very good.
I'm just trying to keep it professional is all.
No, of course. I get it. I definitely get it. You just have me confused for a minute. So is this a robot or a human? I didn't know what was going
on.
No. Right, so I'm definitely happy to do that. That's 100%. You guys are highly recommended. There's obviously one or two bad reviews throughout, but you can't keep everybody happy.
No.
$400 to sign up. Yeah.
Considering how long we've been a business
question.
Winner. Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I know. You've been around a long time. You're going to get some angry people. I see how it goes. You know what I mean? It's how the system evolves.
Yeah.
What it is, if I want to spend money with you guys on doing advertising like Google campaigns, I can spend like a monthly budget. Is that correct?
Yes. So in fact, you could always allocate more money to your Google ads at any time. Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. And you could do that at your discretion. Now, of course, from what we're currently allocating, we're going to allocate $100 to your Facebook ads from the $299. But like, let's say, for example, you wanted to allocate $300 going to your Facebook ads, you would pay the difference. Okay.
Of course. And let's just say I wanted to spend, I won't probably do it for the first month until we get set up and we are actually,
yeah,
like ranking and stuff. But
yeah.
I can just call you guys and say, hey, I've $2,000 monthly budget for Google ads. You guys can put that into a campaign. And
absolutely. So the Google ads, so just so you know, in this package, it's going to be the Google local listing first page and the Facebook ads. However, are you more interested in Google ads?
Be honest with you, not necessarily.
Okay.
Me interested in this phone call was the Google business page. It's actually getting that ranking.
Yes, correct.
More local
to get that ranking,
you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
and Google ads, Google ads is always something you can add in later on. You can always upgrade to that package,
exactly.
Okay, at
exactly.
any time. The Facebook ads with the Google local listing is going to work well for you. Both, they work well together.
Perfect.
Hand in hand. Okay.
That's good.
What's
so
the best email?
If I do decide to do it, I don't want to have to go and hire somebody else and then just having, you know, a big freaking mess of everybody, you know? If
right.
If one person does everything, it's a lot easier for the full system.
Of course. Of course. What's the best email for you, Leonard?
So let's go info.ciscoroofing@gmail.com.
info.ciscoroofing@gmail.com. All right. I'm going to actually send you these two emails right now. Now, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And on the first one, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. And it's just going to entail everything that I told you that's included in the package. Okay? So let me send this one to you right now. Now, the second one, which for me is the beauty of our program, is that you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system. You're not just taking our word for it that this program works, because you're going to also be able to see for yourself the keywords you're listed for, how many times you're coming up in the search results, where they perform the location of the search, how many phone calls you're getting, and we want you to really track all of that. When it comes to your services, is it just strictly the roofing? Is there anything else that you do that you consider a bread and butter that makes you money?
Siding and windows. And sometimes it usually when you get to a customer and they're like, hey, I just want to do everything, you know. Sometimes then it works out pretty good. But I think if I'm going to be focusing on this, and with the DMB, it's more or less for the long run. I think I sort of just want to focus on your local roofer type of situation.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I asked that only because, Leonard, you can use multiple keywords, right? Just as long as they're the services that you offer, okay? Now, the 415-212-3029, is that the best number for us to reach you on, as well as the number to be listed for your business for clients to contact you? Okay, perfect.
Correct, yeah.
So I'm assuming you do get text messages on this phone number too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to do, Leonard. Right now, I'm going to send you this quick text. There's going to be two of them. I'm what's considered the lead on the account. So what's going to happen is I'm the one who sets it up, but you're going to have a team here within our company that's going to be dedicated to your actual account. Whenever you have an update or a change or a question or a concern, you're going to reach our customer service number. So the first text that you're coming, that's actually coming through right now, is going to have my number with my extension. I want you to have it for your record, okay? And it sounds like it might have came through. I think I heard a beep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this second text is going to have our 877 number with our extension. So as you know, we're still in California, same time zone as you. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, okay? Now, I want you to save our 877 number in your contacts under Local Splash, so this way you never lose our phone number, Leonard. Okay? You always have it on you.
So 877-635-6225.
Yes, 6225.
That's the Local Splash number.
That's Local Splash,
your
yes.
Extension 23, yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Perfect.
And then let me just do this here. Give me one second. Okay. Now, do you see on there, are you driving right now?
I'm passenger seat. So I'm
oh, okay, good. Okay, good. I want you to do me a favor. Now, do you see where it says username and password?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
go back to that. Yeah, go back to that text.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I included on there is your username and your password for your client dashboard. Okay. The username, now it's always going to be your phone number. Okay. The username.
Yeah.
No one before it, no dashes, just your username. Okay. The phone number. Your password, okay, is going to be, I believe it says get leads. Do you see it there?
Correct, yeah. I'm actually in the process of logging in. Is that where you want me to go to?
Well, you don't have to log in yet, but it's just so that way you have it there. I wanted you to see that, okay? I'll have you log in it in a couple of minutes once I get you set up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, Leonard, you spell your name L-E-O-N-A-R-D, correct?
Yeah.
And your last name, this is just for our information.
Cruise, C-R-U-I-S-E.
C-R-U-I-S-E. Okay, like Tom Cruise?
Exactly.
Is it?
If I was, I wouldn't be a roofer in San Francisco.
I was just going to say, you'd probably be on the beach drinking a margarita or something, right?
That's my dream, eh?
Yeah. Now, Cisco Roofing and for Stan Construction, is that how it should be reading? That's how I currently see it on your Google Business profile.
I think I want to. Let me just check that out real quick.
Oh, actually, it's not the and for Stan. It's Cisco Roofing. The word and construction.
We remove and just put the symbol for and. Is that okay?
Yeah. Do you want the and for Stan instead? I can ask them to correct it. Okay. I'll tell them that you want the and percent. Yeah, no worries. Now, what address did you verify it at? What address is associated with the business?
So the address where my business is the one listed on my website.
Let me see. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up.
Hang on. Please stand on target. Yeah, so it's 315018 Street.
Okay, 18th Street, and that's suite number 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I see San Francisco 94110. Okay, perfect. So let me just, I just want to make sure we have it noted. It's not going to show anywhere on Google. They don't want the address showing. Okay. Now, Leonard, is there anyone else that you want to notate or authorize on the account to make changes if you need changes made? Is there anyone else you want noted on there?
We're good for now.
Or just you? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then let's see. Let me go here. Okay. And Leonard, so for the payment, the card that you're going to be using, does that card have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
So it's going to be personal name.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Leonard Cruz, or is there like a middle initial?
No, Leonard Cruz, exact name.
Just Leonard Cruz. Okay. And the billing address for that card?
So the billing address for that card is going to be 185.
Uh-huh.
Kenyon, K-E-N-Y-O-N, Street in Hartford, Connecticut.
Okay.
And a zip code 06105.
Okay. Are you originally from Connecticut?
Not necessarily. My mom is from Connecticut, and I sort of ended up with my auntie's property down there, so.
Oh, okay. Do you go back and visit? It's probably super cold over there right now.
Sometimes. I was just there a couple of months ago.
Okay. That's awesome. So 185 Kenyon, and that's K as in kite, E-N-Y-O-N, Street, and that's Hartford, Connecticut, 06105. Okay.
Correct, yeah.
Is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa debit. It's going to be Visa debit card.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4275.
Okay.
8601.
Okay.
0069.
Uh-huh.
5144.
Expiration month and year?
It's going to be 0729.
And the CVV code on the back?
It's going to be 824.
824. Now, before I process your payment, Leonard, I'm going to walk you through a 90-second voice verification recording. It is for your protection. It's going to outline our service agreement. I'm going to say the billing date, the amount. Now, I'm going to ask you, okay, stick it out 2 months. I call it a 2-month verbal agreement. Yes, sir. Go ahead. No, you're okay.
My card, so I have my card locked through my online banking, and my phone that my online banking on with my Connecticut number is back in my other work truck. I'm literally like 6 minutes from the roofing yard to get
material.
Okay. So
that's okay.
You're not going to be able to charge the card, say, let's say 10:30. That's when I should be back at my job.
That's
so
okay.
Be able to turn on my
that's
phone
okay.
And, you know, activate the
no
card.
Problem. No problem. I am in the meantime going to get through the other steps, so it'll buy you time, you know, to get that done.
Yeah.
So this way, at least, we've got all the rest of it done, okay? Now, as I was mentioning, again, I'm just going to ask you to stick it out 2 months, okay? We call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. If you decide you need to cancel it, all you have to do, Leonard, is call us 3 business days before your billing is due. You call a customer service number, and you just say, hey, I need to cancel. And we won't charge you a cancellation fee. We simply part as friends, okay? Now, when I'm walking you through the voice verification recording, if you have any questions at all, just stop me and say, Nadine, wait a minute, what does that mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I just want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment, you know, once you've reactivated the card. Okay?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm not going to charge it right now, so don't worry. And you said 10:30, right, at that time? Or unless if you call me sooner.
Roughly. So I can call you back. It could be sooner. I can call you as soon as
I'm just going to say that in the voice verification recording that the car will not be charged until 10:30 unless you call me sooner to go ahead and process payment. Okay? I just want to read that in there for you for protection. So, Leonard, I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how you will like it to read on the first page.
Cisco Roofing and Construction.
And that's with the and for stand, correct? Not the word and?
Correct.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Leonard Cruz, and I am the owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, 100%.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Now, to get results as fast as possible, Leonard, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local/. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local/?
Yes.
Now, sometimes we might call you with an update. We know you're in the middle of a job. All we're asking is just respond to us within 24 business hours. I also want you to be aware that you might get companies that are trying to call you to sell you other type of online products and they're not associated with us. We're not going to ask you for more money, okay? As a matter of fact, I want to put a security question on your account, and you can choose the security question be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
City I was born in.
And what city was that?
Dublin, Ireland.
Dublin? Oh, you're from Ireland? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, Dublin. Now, I want you to get into the habit that whenever we call you, always ask, what's my security question? Because if someone ever hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, so pause. Tell me what that means.
Yeah, of course. I always do. I always explain this one. So what we're saying here, Leonard, like we know that you have some directories like Angie's and Home Advisor, right? And you got your Google Business Profile. But if you're going to do anything else aside from that, what we're asking is just give us a call. Let us know, hey, this is what I'm going to be doing. We're going to look and make sure it's not a service we're already providing because we don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. So
okay.
We're just saying give us a call before you do anything else, okay?
Yes, that's what I'm looking for, yeah.
So in hiring Local/ as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
No.
That would be yes, that you're going to let us know if you're doing other marketing so we can make sure that, you know, we're not including that.
Okay. Yes, okay, sorry.
Okay.
Just rephrase
you're
that.
Okay.
Yes, I'm.
Yeah, so just let us know, like, if you're going to do anything else, just say, hey, this is what I'm going to do, and we'll tell you.
What I do plan to do is with the Home Advisor. Now, I'm going to keep working with Yelp, but Home Advisor, I'm probably going to cut ties with them. I'm not going to lie. And the money I'm spending with them, I'm more than likely going to reinvest it with you guys.
Okay, they don't interfere with what we're doing either, so you're fine, okay? You're totally fine. And Yelp, that doesn't interfere with us either, so you're good. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is going to be February 7th, 2025, and that'll be in the non-refundable amount of $398. Now, that payment will not be charged until 10:30 or unless you call me sooner to go ahead and process the payment. Okay? Now, once that first payment goes through, your second payment won't be charged until March 7th, 2025 in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once that term is completed, the 2 months, it's just going to automatically renew each month on the seventh date in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's the number I asked you to save in the text message, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, what we ask, Leonard, is that you contact us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur the charge. Okay? There is no cancellation fee. We part as friends. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I agree to that terms, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, I'm just going to do a few notes. I probably only need like 2 more minutes and we're done. When we communicate with you, do you prefer that we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
To be honest, call is going to be best.
To call you? Call and text. Okay. And then your hours of operation, I see that you're listed as 24 hours. Is that how you want it listed? 24 hours, 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Please, yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And then I'm putting the roofing and what other services? Do you want me to put the siding and windows or no?
So, what would you recommend? I think in roofing repair, like, if there's keywords, if there's only keywords I can give you, like, keywords I want to target, you know what I mean? Like, flat roofing, your local roofer, roof repairs, call out of emergency roofing, all that type of stuff, you know?
Yeah, and I'm putting down, the roofing, roof replacements, roof repairs, new roof I'm putting as well.
Yeah.
Do you want to be found for siding?
A lot of flat roofing. Flat roofing and tile roofing.
Okay, perfect. And they're going to go over those with you two more in detail. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
No, just residential, please.
Residential only. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
In the process, fully insured, just in the process of licenses.
Beautiful. Congratulations. Awesome. Okay. And then what are the forms of payments that you typically take?
Transfers, checks, cash, Venmo, Zelle, whatever. Do you want to pay?
Okay. All right, perfect.
I'll take any type of money. I'll take Chinese money, a lot. Anyway.
Bitcoin?
Give it to me.
Okay, perfect. All right. So,
gold, silver, your car, your truck, whatever.
So the only thing that's left, Leonard, okay, all we have left to do is just process your payment. I'll wait for you to call me. And then I know you said it might be sooner than 10:30. I know you got to get back to your truck, too, and remove the block.
I'm like a 28-minute drive from the truck. That's the problem, you know. So
it's okay.
I'm going to get loaded up here and get back. So
yeah,
It could be like, if it's sooner, I'm 100% call, all right?
Yeah, no worries. And if not, what I'm going to do is I'm going to call you at 10:30 just to make sure.
Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. And do you mind calling me when you are doing it so that in case it needs to be verified or whatever, I can just accept it on my phone there and then?
Well, yeah.
So
I'm going to call you first before I process it. If I haven't heard from you before 10:30, at 10:30, I'm going to call you and I'm going to process it when we're on the phone. Okay, hon?
Perfect.
No worries. All right, Leonard. So I'll talk to you at 10:30, if not sooner, if you call me, okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
All right. Beautiful. Okay. I'll talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye.